You were holding Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis. Let's start over again from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hadas HaGozel. If you have a stolen Hadas V'Hadasim for Hayovish, or else if it's dried out, it's possible. It's possible for Hadasim. This is the same halacha we had before by Luluf, and really these halachas apply to all Dalad Minim. And the reason why the Mishnah says it separately by every one of the Dalad Minim is because it has other Chedushim in each one of them that doesn't apply to the other one, so it repeats all the psulim over again. But Gozel is possible because you have to have Lochem by the Dalad Minim, and if it's stolen, it's not called Lochem, it doesn't belong to you. For Hayovish is also because there's a mitzvah to have Hodr, the pre-eats Hodr, it has to look nice, goes in all Dalad Minim, and therefore the Hadas also has to look nice, and if it's Yovish, it doesn't look nice, it's possible. What about Shalash Shera? Let's say this Hadas and come off a tree that the Goyim worship for Avodah Zarah, that's called an Ashera, v'shel Ir HaNidachas, or else this Hadassim come from Ir HaNidachas, the Ir, that robe of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, that the Loch Rid destroy in Sreifa, we have to burn it. The Loch Apostle, it's possible, like we had before, that Ashera and Ir HaNidachas, that since they have a Chiyuv to be burnt, and the Hadassim also have a Shir, it has to at least be 3 Tvachim long, so something that has to be burnt, the Savari is Ketusim Echtish Yuri, will look as if it's already chopped up. You don't have the shear of Gimel Tvachim. Niktam Roishai, let's say the head, the top of the stem of the Hadassim was broken off, is missing. And here for sure it doesn't mean the top leaf, it means the stem itself. Niktam Roishai, if part of the stem was cut off, or else Nifritu Olav, its leaves fell off it, like Rashi learns Nashru, the leaves came off it, Oishahoyu, Anofav Merubois Meyolin, or else if you had more berries growing on the Hadassim then you have leaves, the din is possible. Now sometimes the Hadassim have berries growing on it, like Rashi says, pre sheboy shedoy milyonim. It looks like a grape. In other words, like the Gemara says, it has to at least be black or else be red. So that's a psul because it doesn't look nice. It's not called hodor. If you have more berries than you have leaves, the yemiyat tam kosher. But let's say you take off, you pull off the berries. And now you have more leaves than you have berries on the Hadassim, it's kosher, then you're allowed to use it. Because now it's hotter, now it looks nice. But the din is, the Mishnah says, v'yemimayetim yomtiv. But you know, on yomtiv itself, you're not allowed to take off the leaves. Because it's an issim of the Rabbonim of Mesakin Mona. Looks like you're fixing up, making a kli. Before the Hadassim was possible, now you're making a kosher to be used. That's a psul of Tikkun Mona. That's an issur of Tikkun Mona that you can't do on Shabbos or on yomtiv. Gemara says, Tana Rabbonim. Come, in the Brisa learned like this. The Pasuk says, Anaf eights of us. You have to have Anaf means the leaves, eights of a tree, of us, that are like braided together. The Vidashin Sha Anafav Choifines eights of. It has to be something that has so many leaves that the leaves like cover over the stem, the wood. Choifin means that covers over. The Yezahu, what is this? Have Yema, you should say, Zehadas. This is the Hadasim that we use. That the leaves cover up the stem. For the Gemara V'yema Zesa, maybe it means like the branch of a olive tree. Like Rashi learns, why would I say this? Rashi says, Kulei all in a ruchin, because all the leaves are nice and long. Or Ritzufan, they're one after another. Or Mitoch Shein Rubin, Mechasen Haseitz. Since you have a lot of leaves on the olive tree, it also like covers up the wood. So maybe that's what the Torah means in Anaf Eitz Ovitz. So Marin says, Binan Ovitz Voleka. It has to be like braided together. And that you don't have by Zesim. Drashi, Maisa, Shasheris, like you make a chain. She Mukorvin, Ze al Ze. One is like folding over the other one. For the Gemara V'yema Dulva, maybe it means Drashi, Eitz Armoin, this type of a wood. That's also Kalua, the leaves are like braided together. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. And for the Gemara, Binan Anofav Choifines Eitz Evleka. It's not enough just the leaves to be braided together, but it also has to be enough leaves to cover up the whole stem. And by this dulva, you don't have it. For the Gemara V'yema Hirduf, maybe another type of a tree. So Rashi also says it's Kimin Kliya Asuyin Olav. It's also has a lot of branches, a lot of leaves. It's like braided. So maybe that's what the Torah means. This is like we had before, the Gemara is the same Kashi as Hirduf on the Luluf. The Gemara answers the same Torah that we had before. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, the Pasuk says, Dirocheha Darkei Noyim. It means all the drachim, all the ways of the Torah are sweet. And this is not a sweet thing to use like we had before. The Rashi says here, Vaynivras boras as yadayim, like all stick you. Kekaitzam, like thorns. Shiroshi olim asuyin chadim kemachet. Because the top of the leaves are very pointy like a needle. Rava says, Mihocha, learn from another posik that you can't use this for a mitzvah. The posik says, Ho emes vihasholem ohavu. So Rashi learns that to be the truth and shalom and peace. So Rashi says, Vizeh, this yirduf, ain't alay emes v'lay shalom. It's not truth and not shalom. Shu also lesam hamovis. Because it's made for poison, you use it for making poison, so it's not mistam for the terrorist said, use it for a mitzvah now. Tana Rabbonin, come, we learn the brace like this. Kalua kemin kalia. It has to be like braided, like braids. That's what the anaf eitz has to be. And eitz, what does it mean? The tree shetam eitz of a pure shava. That the taste of the wood of the tree and this fruit taste alike. Heavy yom, I would say is the hadas. This is hadasim. Now the Ritva says not to be gross this part of the Gemara. Like lechura, the hadasim doesn't have any peiros. It's just leaves. So what do you mean that the wood and the pre taste alike? Therefore, the Dvar says not to be gerus this. But if you are gerus, the way we have it, the Churi Yafa says it's going on the leaves, that the leaves and the stem both taste alike. Maratonim, we'll go to the price like this. Eitz ovois kosher. If you have a wood that the leaves are ovois, it's kosher. V'she'enoi ovois, if it's not ovois, doi posel, or the leaves are not braided, you don't have enough leaves on it, it's posel, that's not called a good hadasim. Fred Gemara, heichi dami ovois. What's considered ovus? What's considered kosher? What's considered as braided will? Omer Rav Yehuda, v'hude kaimo, talosa, tarfi, bikina. You have to have three leaves coming out like of one stem, of one place. Like we know that's called hadasim mishulish. You have to have three leaves coming all out. They all come out from the exact same stem. As if to say, like, make a circle around the hadasim. And at the same point on that circle, all the three leaves have to come out. Like Rashi says, Tlosa v'chatkina, Shaloi sha'olin, three leaves, v'kan echad, like in one akan, Yoytze mitoich uket echad, mitoich one stem, one ukets, one cherish like, all three leaves are coming out of. That's called hadasim mishulish. V'she'eno yavis, and if it's not the swener, if it's not mishulish, then talk it's possible. Versus Rav Kana, Om Rav Kana says, Afilu trei v'chad. Even if you only have two leaves coming out from the same point, and the third one is a little bit higher, a little bit lower, it's also kosher. Two the same, and one can be a little higher, one lower. Rav Acha brei de Rava mahader atrei v'chad. So Rav Acha brei de Rava went pedafka to look for adasim that's made like this, like Rav Kana said, that it should be two coming up from the same stem like, and the third one a little higher. Why? Hoyel v'nofeg mipumad Rav Kana. Since Rav Kana said like this, he was makpid to do. Like Rashi says, even though really avadav it's better to have mishulish mamish, if he has three leaves coming out from the same stem, avadav it's much better. But I just wanted, like Ritva said, just to show the halacha is like Rav Kana, to show that you could be yoytze hadasim even if it's only two leaves coming up from the same like circle, the same point, and the third one is a little bit higher. But the Gemara then says, though, no. That Omale Mar Barameimel Ravashi, that Mar Barameimel said to Ravashi, Abba, our father like, Lohu Hadas Shoita Korale, such a Hadas that does not have three leaves coming out from the same point on the circle, but rather just two, and one is higher, it's possible, it's called a Hadas Shoita. Shoita means like you're not Yetzer the Mitzvah. Now, Lalocha, we pass like this, that Avadim Etchili, you're supposed to have a good Hadas, and that it's Mishulish, that the three leaves come on the same point. However, the Ramor brings down Yeshayimrim that if you can't find any Mishulush, then b'diavad you could be Yitzah with this type of Hadas, like Rav Kana said. Tana Rabbonin, Noshru Roiv Olav, if most of the leaves fell off it, v'nishtarer boi miyit, but a little bit was left over, then kosher, the Hadas is still kosher. Ubovad, providing though, sh'tayavoysoy kayemis. But you have to make sure the Avoisov, you have to make sure the Mishulish is still here. In other words, you have the leaves, and rove of them fell off, but as long as you have still the Avoisov Kayemis, the three braided ones together, it's kosher. So Gemara asks the Gufa Kasher, what you just said, the Churit Asnira. Armat, you're telling me, Noshru Roiv Olav Kosher. If most of the leaves fell off, it's kosher. And the Havimina is, Pasha, we're talking about Mishulish. Like you only have three leaves. So if rove fell off, you only have, let's say, one left. For other tonin, then it says, but providing you have to have the three leaves left over, how could you have these two things together? Like if you're only starting off with three leaves, like a regular hadas and mishulish, that you have these three leaves, I mean, of course, these three leaves come out all along the length of the stem of the hadasim. But you have three leaves coming up at one time, so if you have robavit, tuvit, fall off, how is it possible you still have avois of kayemis? How is it possible you still have, like, three leaves left over? If row fell off, you can't have three, you can only have one left over. So that's the kasha. After that, we learned the providing them that you have to have avois of kayemis. So, gritsa, how could you have the avois of kayemis if you only have one left over? Like avois kemis means you have to have three. So if you tell him now, Roiv, if two falls off, it's still kosher, so how do you still have three left over? So the Gemara, Kashkiva, the Nasri, Lutrei, avois hechim ishkaras lo. Once two fell off, how do you call it avos anymore? You don't have avos. Like for avos means you have to have three leaves coming up. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Pshan, this Bryce is like this. Mishkaras lo, Piaso Mitzro. You can find the Bahadasim, Rashi has two pshotim, even means Hadasim that comes from Mitzrayim, or else Mitzro means from the boundary, from the border. The Hadasim that grow on the border of the field, it has a lot of space to spread out. So there you have a lot of leaves growing out. The Kaimo Shiva Shiva Bechatkinum. You have Hadasim Amish, not only three leaves, but seven leaves come out at the same point. It's all along the Hadasim, around the circle, you have seven leaves coming up from each point. So, in such a case, that's the price it says, that the chinasri abo, even if right, even if four leaves fall off it, still kosher, lutlosa. You're left over with three. And therefore, it's kosher. Since you have ovis kayemis, it's kosher. So, Omer Abaye Shemamino, hayasim mitzroa kosher. And here I see that you have hadasim that has seven leaves coming around it, still it's kosher. Kosher loishani. A lot of use it for the lulav. For the Marpshita, like, why not? Like, if three is kosher, what's wrong if you have more leaves coming around the same circle? What should make it worse? Ross says, yes. Now, the time, I would have thought. Since it has, like, another nickname. It's not called Stam Hadassim. It's called Asa Mitzro. It has, like, a nickname to it. Either means Hadassim from Mitzrayim, or else Mitzro means the boundary. So since it has another nickname to it, Loi Mitzkasher, maybe everything is possible. Kamash Mola, no, that still is kosher. There's but Gemara v'yeh hochinami, but maybe say so, maybe you're right, maybe Taika should be possible. V'yeh hochinami, so Gemara says, eight ovois omarachmana mikomokum. The Torah says, eight ovois at any place. In other words, as long as it has three leaves coming up at the same stem, going around it, around, it's kosher. Any type of eight ovois is kosher. You don't have, even if it has a nickname to it, the Torah wasn't marked with, any eight ovois is kosher. That's this Gemara so far, that it says what? If you have seven leaves growing mamish around each time of Hadassim, then the Braita says if Reiv of it falls off, still it's kosher, but provided if you have three left over. So the Shalom will be showing them what's going to be though, if a normal Hadassim like we have, you only have three leaves coming up at each stem, you have three threes. Let's say only one falls off from each one of them. Is it kosher or not? So the Paschal Halacha, a lot of sheet is sold, yes, it is kosher. Now, as we say, Rubikakuloi, if you have Roiv, if you have two of the three left over, still it's kosher. As Matkila, there were three leaves coming up all around. And now one leaf for the whole thing straight down fell off, still the Hadassim is kosher. Because it's called Rubikakuloi. If you have Roiv left over, then it's kosher. Here, in our case, it's worse. Because here, you don't have Ruba anymore. Here, you started out with seven leaves. You started out with the round Hadassim, there were seven leaves coming up. So if four of them fell off, you don't have Roiv left anymore. So Roiv fell off. So therefore, it's only kosher in this case if you have three leaves left over. But in the case where you only start out with three leaves and only one falls off, since you have Roiv, two left over, that would be kosher. So son, if you only have three and one falls off, it's kosher. But here, where you start out with seven, if five would have fell off, then it would be possible. Because here you can't say Rubikakula. Since you started out with seven leaves, so five of the seven would fall off, even though you have two left over, that's no good. In such a case, you have to have three leaves left over. But a normala hadassim, they only have three leaves, even if one fell off all along, still it's kosher. Tana Rabbanan, the price is like this. Yovshu Roiv Olaf. Let's say most of the leaves became dried out on the hadassim. V'noshru boy. Shloisha Bade Olin Lachin, what was left over, three leaves that are still wet, that are still fresh, then kosher. So enough just to have three leaves left over is kosher. About the Yomar Rav Chizda Uverosh Kol Echad V'Echad. You have to know whether does these three leaves have to be on the top. If the top three leaves of the Adasim is fresh, then even though on the bottom leaves are dried out, still it's kosher. Because the Svara, why, if it's dried out, it's puzzle, because it's not called Hodr, it doesn't look nice. So the Chiddush is, if the top leaves look fresh, that makes it look Hodr. Then it's called a nice Adasim. Even though the bottom leaves are all dried out, still it's kosher. So Rashi learns, Shloisha Badi Olin Lachim. Rashi says, Shloisha Badin, in these three like stems, Ovechol Badu Bad Shloish Olin. On each one of them, you have to have three leaves coming out, lachim. If you don't have three leaves coming out from each stem, like each circle around Adasim, it's not called Ovis. So it's a big question of exactly what does Rashi mean. Some learn Rashi is saying a machmir. Rashi is saying that Yovish is only kosher, you have to have three sets of three leaves that are still fresh. In other words, like the top three circles of leaves have to be fresh. And the Gemara says of Rosh Kol Echad, Shiu Olen Alachin B'Roshay Habadim, that the fresh ones have to be on top of the stem. Avol B'Emsoyim Lav Hoderu. If you only have the fresh in the middle of the Hadassim, that's not called Hoder. Hoder, we look at the top of the Hadassim. Usually it's not again. Usually if anything is dried out, it's always the top leaves that gets dried out. But dried out means mamish, it's like white already, and it's brittle. Kozman, it's not brittle, doesn't break, or it's not white, it wouldn't have a psul of Yavish. Others learn Rashi just means also Shloisha Badi. Rashi means it's talking about the three Hadassim you have in the Luluf. You have three Hadassim. So in the three Hadassim, each one of them has to have the top three leaves have to be fresh. If you have the top three leaves that are fresh, it's kosher. Right, then the Mishnah says Niktam Roshim. If the top of the Hadassim was cut off, it's possible. And here for sure the Mefarshim say Niktam here means that the stem was cut off. Just if one of the top leaves or the top leaf itself was cut in half, that would still be kosher. It has to be that the stem of the Adasim was niktam, was cut off on top, then it's possible. Tona ula barchinina niktam roisha. Let's say the top part of the stem was cut off. But we also buy tamra. But then it grew on it, a berry grew on it. But Adasim, you have berries growing on it sometimes. So on the top of the stem, you had a berry growing out of it. It's kosher. But now it's not a concern from chos, it's not missing. Since the berry grew out, and that's mashem, that finishes it off. So you have a complete hadassim. So Drashi, for you also, boy Tamru, come in tomorrow on the type of a date. Kein hanimsa ba'ali arova. Pomin bi'olin dove kimin tree. Sometimes like little fruit attached to it, yorin. V'tsoivim boy hanoshim sifayim. And the women use it to dye their their kerchiefs with it. That's the locha. Niktam is possible, but if a berry grew on top of the Adasim, then it's kosher. Boy Rav Yirmiyah, what's going to be Niktam Roisha Erev Yomtiv? Let's say an Erev Yomtiv that happened at Adasim, the top of the Hadas of the stem itself was cut off a little bit. So you also boy tomorrow be Yomtiv. And it grew, the berry grew on Yomtiv, and the first day Yomtiv, in the middle of the day, that's when the berry grew. So Rashi learns, we also bought tomorrow be Yomtiv, Mishinegad, even if you tied the Hadasim to the Luluf. That's the Chiddush. Even though you pulled off the Adasim off the tree, but it can still grow, it still has some life to it. You give it some water, it can still grow. So we're talking about you pulled off the Adasim off the tree, Erev Yomtiv, and you put it into the Luluf. And an Erev Yomtiv was Niktam, the top got cut off. And now on Yomtiv, punct in the morning, you see a little berry start to come out of it. What's the locha? Mahu? What's the locha? What's the Shaila? Yesh dichoy eitzo mitzvahs oiloi. Do we say, since there's a time when the mitzvah was, you could not use it, that's called dichu, it was like thrown away, so you can't use it anymore. Or else, no. At the beginning of Yom Tov, when it was niktam, when it was missing, it was possible, then you can't use it. But later on in the day, when the berry comes on, now it becomes kosher again. And we don't say, since the beginning of Yom Tov, it was not usable, it was like dochui, it remains loylem. No, that's the shayla. So we say, yesh dichu, yesh the mitzvahs oiloi. Rashi, yesh dichu, yesh the mitzvahs kloymar. Neheges teras dichui eitzo mitzvus kishem shneheges eitzo kabonis the yemira venitche mishenishkato omrata yitche the sulei hoder. If you have a korban that b'shash chita was kosher and then later something happened to it, it became posel, even though later becomes kosher again, you can't use it anymore. Since there was a time that was not usable, it remains not usable. His achinami, here also. Ho yuvenitcha, mishenikton. When you cut off the top of the stem, it became possible. Is suloi hode mischaze balias tomorrow. It can't become kosher anymore now that on Yom Tif itself, the berry grew. Va'ashto le daik ben dicho mikora, nira venitcha, ta'ayda nikton erev Yom Tif le niru mirlam. So far, we're not making any difference whether there was a time that the thing was roy for the mitzvah, then it became posel, then it became roy again, or rather over here it was never roy. Because at the beginning of Yom Tif, it was niktam, like it was cut off from before Yom Tif. So at the beginning of Yom Tif, if you put it into the lulav, it's not roy. So the mitzvah like was never roy, was never usable. Then later it grows, that's our shayla. Is it kosher now or not? Do we say once it was not usable, it remains that way, or else no? Gemara says, "V'tiv shet lemeho." I'll bring you a ray from this case. That's none. We learned by mitzvahs kisi adam, ki so. Somebody covered up. You shechted a chaya, or else a knife, so a bird. So loch is you have to cover up its dam, its blood. So you covered it up in its gala. Then the wind blew away the dirt. It's posel poter melechasis. You don't have to cover it up anymore. Once you did the mitzvah, you covered it up once. You did the mitzvah. Even if the wind blows away the dust, the dirt, still it's kosher. What about kiso haruach? Let's say you did make a ma'aseh kisui. You just shechted the yoif. And then by the wind by itself threw dirt on top of the dam. The locher is chayav v'chasi. You have to later do a ma'aseh kisui. It's not called the mitzvah was done. Now, v'yom rabba bar b'achon amr av yichanon, le'shon, this is only learned, el she'chozar v'nizgalo. Only if, like first the wind blew some dirt on top of the blood. Then the wind blew away the dirt. So now there's a mitzvah to be mechasa to cover up the dam, since no man, no person ever did the mitzvah yet. Avo loy chosev in izgala, potter. But if the wind, if nobody takes away the dirt, in other words, you made a shechita, the blood fell on the floor, and now the wind covered it up, calls the man, the dirt is on top of the dam, you're potter melechasesh, there's no mitzvah kisui. So that's the locha. In other words, you can't make a kisui if it's covered up with dirt. It's only if the dirt goes off it. Now, since at the beginning it only came through the wind, no man did the ma'aseh kisui, there's still a mitzvah to be lechasis. But right now, when the wind blew the dirt on top of it, there's no mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah now. For v'inu bonis, we have a kasha om, v'chichoz of v'nizgala, even if later the wind again throws away the dirt off the blood, amai chayiv lechasis, why is there a mitzvah now to do the mitzvah kisui adam? The chura should be a kasha, hoyo v'yitchi yitchi. The chura, since at the time when the wind blew the dirt on top of the blood, that like it's itche, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. Because right now it's covered up. It's true, nobody has a kima mitzvah. It's not considered like the mitzvah was done because a man didn't cover up the blood. The wind threw the dirt and covered it up. But right now it's not coverable because it's covered already. So right now like, there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. And still you're telling me now you're allowed to do the mitzvah. The Yomara Papa says, Zoy Samaris, from here it's a raya, that ain't dicho yet the mitzvahs. There's no svar to say that once, like you couldn't do the mitzvah, you can't do it anymore. No. At the time when the wind covered up the blood, right now you can't do the mitzvah because the blood is covered up. But if later something happens that the dirt falls off the blood, now the mitzvah comes back again and you can do the mitzvah. So you see, there's no svar of dichoy. So that should be the same svar here by Hadassim also. If at the beginning of Yom Tif, your Hadassim was niktam, the top part of the stem was cut off. So it's apostle Hadas. Now on Yom Tif, in the middle of the day, if a berry comes growing up on top of it, it could become kosher. So even though at the beginning of the day it was not usable, we say, ain't dicho yetz mitzvahs. That's a raya. Tomorrow says, the rapapa gufa mi boile. Then we have a shayla gufa in rapapa's locha about kisi adam. Is the pshat that nifsha pshitilei, like rapapa said for sure, like he was partially came to a conclusion, the ain't dicho yetz mitzvahs, he's telling us a fact. You should know that locher is ain't dicho yetz mitzvahs, loishno lekulo, loishno lechumra. Doesn't make a difference to be machmir or to be mekel. In both cases, the mitzvah still applies. Oidilma, maybe no. Maybe svuke mishafkele. Maybe Rapapa had a suffix, was in doubt what the locher is. And lechumra aminon, lekulo le aminon. That maybe you only say it lechumra. Like in this case, where the wind covered up through the dirt on top of the blood. So true, right now there's no more mitzvah. Now the dirt goes off it. So a papa was in doubt, what's the locha? Do we say there's still a mitzvah kisi or not? One svar is no, since it wasn't usable, you couldn't do the mitzvah, it remains no more mitzvah, or else no. Now that you could do the mitzvah, you have a chiyuv. So maybe our Papa really was in doubt what the Lachur is. And there he said, Lachurmer, go ahead and do it. Like, what do you got to lose? If you don't do the mitzvah, for sure you're not doing anything. So you might as well take some dirt and throw it on top of the blood that maybe there's a mitzvah. That's because he has a sulfic. Marshenkin, in our case here, Bahadasim, you want to know why you're making the mitzvah. Comes Yom Tov in the morning, and even though last night, or Yom Tov in the morning even, early in the morning, it was still niktim, was still cut off the top of the Hadassim, so it was possible. Later in the day, a berry grows on it, it becomes kosher. But here you have to go to Chumrah, that maybe there's a doubt to say that since at the beginning of the day, you couldn't use it for mitzvah, it's dochli, it can't be used anymore, and you can't use it for the mitzvah anymore. So, Lachumrah, maybe you can't be used for the mitzvah. That's why we still have a suffix. What's the lochataka? In our case, when the berry grows on Yom Tov, do we say now that Hadassim is fit to be used? Or else, no, since the beginning it wasn't fit, it remains not fit, you can't use it anymore. Mar says, take it. By suffix. Mar is not pushing the shayla. So suffix, so in these cases of Hadassim, it's a suffix if you make him the mitzvah not. So it's better to use other Hadassim. Mar says, lay me katanoi. Let's say this shaila is a machlokes tanoim. Leimu ketanoi. Ovar v'loktan posel. Let's say a case again, like the Mishnah says, if you have more berries on the Hadassim than you have leaves, so it's posel. Now the Bryce says, what about ovar v'loktan? Let's say even a chol hamoed. You went and you picked off all the berries off the Hadassim. The Bryce says it's posel. Divrei Reb Elezer, bread tzaddik. Some say Divrei Reb Shimon ben Yitzadik. V'chachomim achshirim, but the chom hold like it says now Mishnah is kosher. V'miyetzim kosher, Mishnah says. If you pick off all the berries, then the Hadassim remain kosher. So that's the machlokes you say. Does it help to pick off the berries later or not? So Gemara says Savru, like the Gemara thought to say. The Kula Yalma, both of them hold here that lulav ain't sar chagid. There's no mitzvah of a dafka to make agad. You don't have to tie together the three minim of the Hadassim. That's what everybody holds. Rashi says, lulav ain't sar chagid. It's not really cold, you have to make the lulav. The lucky time of the Reb Elezer, the post of Mishum Tassav Leminosi. In other words, don't say that Reb Elezer says it's possible here, because at the time when you made the lulav, because if you'd say there's a mitzvah to tie the three minim together, then we had before, it's called a maisasiyah. You have to, like, make the lulav. So that would be a new svara here. At the time when you tied these Hadassim onto the lulav, since at that time there were more berries, so it's a post Hadassim. So it's not called you did a maisa of making the lulav together. So that's why we're not helping you to pull off the berries later. Because you didn't do a new asi, you didn't do a new maisa of making the lulav. So we want to more say now everybody else no. There's no maisa asi, you don't have to make the lulav. The mitzvah is just hold the three minim, the four minim in your hand. You don't have to tie them together. Vaita, the more says, v'imtim tzoloim, even if you want to tell me, tzorech agid, even if you want to tell me maybe there is a mitzvah, that you do have to tie the three minim together, but still I'll tell you both of them hold that lo yalfinan lulav misukkah. We do not learn out the mitzvah of lulav from the mitzvah of sukkah. The chsiv bo tasef, flay minosi. By sukkah, the Torah says, tasu, you have to make the sukkah. So here we say, at any time, if you made this chach pepsul, it doesn't help you later to change your mind to want it to be kosher. Because the asi, when you made this chach, you didn't make it kosher. If you threw the bundle of straw on top, just on not to dry out, not to be for sale. So we say you did not make it the same sale. It's not called the good asiyah. Later you have to make over again the schach. That's only by sukkum where the Torah says lashon of asiyah tasa. You have to make the schach. Mashenkin by lulav going now. Even if you want to tell me that there is a mitzvah agad that you have to tie the three minim together, but you don't learn out lulav from sukkah. It's not called the ma'is asiyah. It's not called you have to make the lulav. So what's the machlokes now, Reb Elezer Lechomim, if you first put this Hadassim with the berries into the lulav? So at that time, true, it's possible. But now you picked off all the berries, and now you have a kosher Hadass. Why does Reb Elezer say it's still possible? What's the svara? So Gemara says, my love, isn't it? Pahokim iflugi, this is the machlokes. Demand the possible, the one that says it's possible, it's no good. Sovar holds, Reb Elezer holds, Amrinan yesh dichu etz mitzvus. We say this svara, it's dichu. Since at the time when you put the Hadassim into the lulav, the Hadassim was posel, it had too many berries on it, so at that time it was not usable. So even though later when you fix it up, still it remains with its psul, sheish dichoy. Once you can't use it, it remains that way. Manda ma'asha, what did the chom hold? Sova, they hold, layam rinim yesh dichoy etzimitzus. We don't say the svar of yesh dichui. No. At the time when the berries were attached to it, it's pasta, it's not usable. But later just remove the berries and it becomes kosher. And you don't say dichui es mitzvah. So chur es machloikis tanoim. So where it says loy, maybe no, that, I'll tell you maybe that this is not the machloikis. I'll tell you the kuli yal and everybody could hold loy yamrinon yesh dichui es mitzvah. Maybe both of them, even Reb Leza holds that ain't dichui. Whereas even though at the beginning it was not fit to be used, but later when you pull off the berries, now it becomes fit, you could use it. It's no svar of dichui. Since at one time it was pushed away, it remains pushed away. No, now that it's raw, you could use it. So what's the machlokes then here? Why does Reb Leza say it doesn't help later to pill off the berries? Why not? I tell you, b'hochom, the melef lulav mitzukah miflugin. This goof is the machlokes. Do we learn out lulav from sukkah? In other words, going now, everybody holds that you have to have a mitzvah agad. You have to do a mice of tying the lulav together. You have to have the adasim, the arovas, and lulav and tie it together. You need agad. So matzav, Reb Leza holds, yalufin and lulav misukkah. We learn out lulav from sukkah. That just like by sukkah, Torah says tasim, you have to make the sukkah. And when you have to make it means at the time you make it, you have to make it when it's kosher. Here also, the lulav, you have to make the lulav kosher. Since here you didn't make it as kosher, it's no good.